Aviation travel news and Harvey follow-up. Our Jay Ratliff joins us this morning. Let's get right to Houston. What's the latest there?
Well, both airports are open, both Intercontinental and Houston Hobby. Bill, they're only going to be operating about 20%, less than 20% of their normal operation today. It's going to take several days before either airport's really going to be coming close to resuming a normal schedule because, again, you've got staffing issues, which continues to plague the airport with as far as the airline employees as well as the support personnel, security screeners across the board. It's going to be a slow return to service. But the good news is both airports are going to be operating a limited schedule today.
I think your analysis of slow return is pretty much that whole economy. I mean, it's one thing for businesses to say we can reopen, but you got to have the people's lives stabilized enough where they can get there and go to work, right?
And have the roads accessible enough where they can get there and back. So it's, the problems that area is facing are multiple. And right now what we're looking at as far as the air service, the good news is the runways and the airport itself are open enough where they can resume that much-needed flight operation. But, Bill, it's going to take considerable time, week and a half, 2 weeks probably, to get everyone to their destination or close to it, given the fact that the flights this week have been 85-90% full already before the storm, and trying to accommodate all those inconvenienced passengers can be quite the challenge.
Hey, Ratliff with me on aviation. Let's go to Pittsburgh, the airport there. What's this story now? They're going to allow me to get past TSA without a ticket?
Yeah, not since the days prior to the attacks in 9/11 have non-ticketed passengers been allowed past the security checkpoint, but after the Labor Day weekend, the Pittsburgh airport is going to allow that to happen. Obviously, you'll need to be screened. If you're on the no-fly list, you're not getting through. But the idea is that they will allow you to go to the gate to meet someone, to drop someone off. Of course, if you're a shop owner in the Pittsburgh airport that's on the other side of security, you're doing a Snoopy dance because the restaurants and all the shops, after that restriction came into place, they saw their foot traffic drop considerably. So the idea that that's going to be allowed is going to be great news for the business owners at that airport as well. It's yet to be determined if any of the airport across the country is going to follow this lead.
Okay.
And, of course, they'll do it as long as it doesn't create such a backlog at TSA that people start missing their flight. So it's good news. We'll see how it goes.
Interesting. All right. Hub delays. If you're flying out today, what do we look like?
A lot of rain in New Orleans, but that's not a hub. But Atlanta and Charlotte, we'll see some weather delays approaching an hour.
Aviation travel news from our Jay Ratliff. More on him at jratliff.com. Thanks, pal.
All right, Bill.
Ryan Burrow checks in from Houston. What's going on this morning?
We've got a few things going on. First of all, the water continues to go down, which is good news, and officials are hopeful that they can go into recovery mode here this morning, which means going to every house door to door. Especially, they're going to focus initially in areas that receive 3 feet or more of water to see who's inside, make sure everyone's okay or at least out of there. The second thing we're following is in northeast suburban Houston, Crosby, Texas, where there's a chemical plant that's underwater. Employees had to abandon it a few days ago, and there are chemicals in there that need to be refrigerated, but it lost power days ago. They expected there to be fires. They expected there to be explosions, and sure enough, late last night, nine deputies had to bring themselves to hospitals. One was taken to a hospital, so 10 in total because of some kind of chemical release. They're monitoring the situation. They pushed everyone back a mile and a half. And there's really nothing they can do to get at these chemicals right now because of 6 feet of flooding around the site.
Brian, concern, though, about finding other bodies. I mean, you've been to a lot of these shelters. I've seen the video. You're talking about millions of people, and at times we're seeing hundreds or a few thousand. So there are still a lot of people, I would guess, to be accounted for.
Yeah, they're going to go because the focus to this point has only been, answering 911 calls. It hasn't been getting to people who haven't been able to call 911 now. I can tell you that a lot of neighbors and a lot of citizens have been going around and knocking on doors, so that's been helpful. And the fact that many people still have power has been helpful, getting communications out via cell phone or computer or what have you. So it's possible that it's not a huge number of bodies they may find during these recoveries, but there is always potential, and that's why they're going door to door.
Our Ryan Burrow in Houston. Thanks, Ryan.
Okay.
The Texas Attorney General is looking out for scammers. Says they've received about 500 complaints so far, too, of price gouging. Do you see the pictures? Best Buy has apologized. They were criticized online, showing a Best Buy store around Houston charging $42.96 for cases of bottled water. Company says it was made at a local level, and they, of course, have apologized. Rain and help, two words, and they go together, continue right now. News Radio WTAM 1100, teaming up with the American Red Cross to help our friends in Texas after the devastating flooding. You can help out at redcross.org or give $10 by texting Harvey to 90999. Every bit helps, and your help is needed now. Thank you from News Radio WTAM 1100.